Hey everybody, Nick Espinosa, your chief security fanatic here. And in Temu news, you might know of that app that's taken the world by storm in the last year or so. Temu is apparently more dangerous than TikTok. That's at least to one prominent U.S. senator, and we are going to dive into this because they may be the next on the chopping block now that TikTok's ban is, quite frankly, imminent. Now, this is coming basically from Jimmy Quinn of National Review, and I think this is an important one because Senator Tom Cotton has demanded that President Biden open an investigation into Temu, that is the Chinese e-commerce platform, and clarify what legal authority that he, Senator Cotton, would need from Congress to ban the app. Now, in a letter to Biden on April 15th, Senator Cotton, who is a Republican senator from Arkansas, reiterated some of the longstanding concerns about Temu, including its alleged links to Uyghur forced labor and the questionable data privacy practices of its parent company. And let's dive into this because, quite frankly, I've been ringing this bell for quite some time, and I'm always glad to see backup. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. We should all agree that if we've got a national security threat or something is using slave labor, we really should take notice of that. Now, this is essentially a bid to get the president to move towards banning this app. Quote, "This malign app is a pipeline of dumped counterfeit and slave labor products from China that is also gathering massive quantities of Americans' personal data." This is according to that letter that the senator wrote. Now, since entering the U.S. market in 2022, Temu has rapidly established itself as a prominent e-commerce player, partly with the help of commercials that it ran during the two most recent Super Bowls, some of the most watched television in the United States. Now, it also attracted the attention of China hawks on Capitol Hill, who had raised concerns about Temu's use of a legal loophole that allows tax-free import of packages if they're under $800 US. Now, packages that enter the United States under that rule receive less scrutiny from Customs and Border Protection for compliance laws prohibiting imports produced using forced labor. In other words, because most of what you see on Temu is dirt flipping cheap, you're going to order a few $100 of it. It's going to be under that $800 threshold, and therefore supply chain due diligence, like more expensive items, is simply not done by customs, and so they're getting away with it. That's essentially what the senator is alleging. Now, the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party found in a report last year that Temu's business model allows it to avoid responsibility for compliance with the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act and other forced labor laws as well. And the Congressional Executive Commission on China wrote to the Department of Homeland Security to ask how Customs and Border Protection approaches its enforcement of the Uyghur Forced Labor Law in light of just the very fast rise of Temu. Now, Senator Cotton also alleged that Temu is, quote, harvesting vast amounts of personal information from American data. Quote, Temu's data gathering may be even more dangerous than TikTok's, end quote, which is where I get the title for this video slash podcast slash radio segment. Now, he pointed to a recent lawsuit claim that basically it can access, quote unquote, everything on your phone, adding that Temu parent Pinduoduo Holdings, PDD, and I've talked about this as well, was kicked off of the Google Play Store after Google Play security researchers actually found their apps contained malware. Now, he also wrote that Pinduoduo, disclosed that it had received about $400 million U.S. in quote-unquote income from the Chinese government in 2023. That is an enormous amount of money, obviously, for any organization, but it really does put them in bed with the Chinese government. Now, on an aside from this specific issue, I've talked about this multiple times if you're a longtime listener or follower. There's a 2017 law in China that basically says if you're a Chinese corporation and you're doing business with foreigners, aka Americans, Europeans, Australians, whoever, the Chinese government has a right to access that data. There you go. Now, Senator Cotton asked President Biden a series of questions, including how much influence the Chinese government exerts over Temu and Pinduoduo, how many of the company's executives are affiliated with the Communist Chinese Party. In TikTok's case, literally we have whistleblowers saying, yeah, we've got a lot of people working for TikTok that are also part of the government as well. And interestingly enough, researchers on LinkedIn or using LinkedIn found that a lot of high-end or higher Twitter and TikTok employees were actually running dual roles at things like Chinese state media. So there you go. Also asked if the Justice Department's intellectual property section had investigated them for possible breaches of intellectual property law. Remember, they're selling dirt cheap stuff. Half of it looks like ripoff, and apparently it's made by slave labor, Uyghurs being the most monitored people on the planet in Western China, and just the human rights abuses that the Chinese have leveled on that mostly Muslim population is just absolutely horrific. Quote, as with TikTok and other invasive Chinese apps, Temu has no place in America, wrote the senator. And I think that is true. And I also think it's important to understand that the term malware, or excuse me, not malware, the term spyware is defined differently in mainland China. Now, if you think about it this way, anything that is considered malware or spyware, to be perfectly honest with you, here in the United States, is if you install an application, for example, I'm not talking about you downloading something malicious, but let's say you go download an application and you go ahead and install it, and it starts side installing other applications along with it, but does not inform you that it's actually doing that, we here in the United States and most of the world would consider that malware, as essentially it's installing things without your knowledge, therefore without your consent. In China, that is not the case. And having spent time in China on cybersecurity assignments, this is something that I think is the noticeable difference. You can download and install, let's say, a translator app or application into your Windows desktop, and the next thing you know, in, you know, add or remove programs or programs and features, you see that translator and then like 10 other programs. You didn't even know they were there. And so this is a huge issue. The Chinese government loves to spy. I was also in an office that every single computer was infected and sending data back to the Chinese government. So they're very invasive. They've built the world's largest surveillance state. But the concern that we've got when you have explosively popular Chinese apps like TikTok, Temu, even Zoom, for example, and I've done ad nauseum Zoom, especially at the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was adopting it, just how potentially dangerous that one is as well. We are sitting on yet another way to surveil. And if you think about it this way, if this like TikTok can do things like evade detection, or attempt to evade, malware scanners on, let's say, an Android, you know, whatever it is, it can go ahead and start cataloging things, copying things out. We know that TikTok has been replicating data per their own admission from Oracle servers in the United States to Singapore, where it's out of our jurisdiction. So there's a longitudinal issue with this. And I always inevitably get, well, Facebook does it too. Well, yeah, sure, they all do, but we have recourse under US law. Try suing China to get your data out of that country. It's not going to happen. And so think about it that way. You've got hundreds of millions of phones running TikTok, Temu, etc., which means you have hundreds of millions of endpoints potentially for surveillance spread across the United States. That is a deep, deep concern to the national security community, because quite frankly, if we turn all those on, or rather the Chinese turn those all on or start surveilling, they can get analytics about movements, all this kind of stuff, maybe where to bomb, who knows? That's the problem. It's the same with the Russians in Kaspersky, the antivirus, which is why most people don't run it anymore. We found out that Russian intelligence had basically hijacked it and could turn it into remote access. And we're talking about 400 million access points then around the world that Russian intelligence could simply go into. That's why the federal government no longer uses Kaspersky and has ordered the entire federal government to never use Kaspersky. So take it for what it's worth. I'll probably talk about this till I'm blue in the face, but that is your Chinese surveillance news of the week. And for the record, if you're on Temu, is it really worth buying cheap crap that was probably made by slave labor and will data mine you? I don't think so. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.